Our scripture lesson this morning is Hebrews 9, 11 through 14. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy place, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls with the sprinkling of the ashes of a heifer sanctifies those who have been defiled so that their flesh is purified, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to worship the living God? This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Have you noticed you can do virtually anything on a computer? Actually, have you noticed you can do anything on a computer you want to virtually?
If you're capable.
You know, you can take any experience that you want to experience, and as Eddie says, if you're capable, you can experience it on the computer. All in the safety of your laptop or sitting at your computer desk, you can jump off of cliffs, not take any risk. You can hang glide, no risk. Just about anything you want to do, you can have that experience in the safety of your study or your living room or wherever and not have to actually take any of the risk. But there's one thing that kids can do today that I think some are missing out on. To me, one of the things that shows that God has to have a sense of humor is most people think of the ministry as a studious type profession. I hated school. But there was one part about school that I looked forward to. When I got the biology class and I could finally dissect one of those frogs, I could not wait to get my hands on one of those, to get in there and to, you know, the formaldehyde didn't bother me, and get in there and to cut up that frog. I just couldn't wait. And of course, you know, got in there and a lot of the girls went, ooh. And the guys that wanted to say ooh didn't, because they never would live it down when they were at the football practice or whatever. But I read up something and I looked this up to make sure it really exists. And it does. There's a company called Digital Frog International Incorporated. And what they do is they sell a CD. Now, I don't know if you can only use the CD once or if you can use it multiple times. But for $250, you can buy a CD and you never have to touch the frog. You don't get to smell the formaldehyde. I mean, what kind of experiences is that? And you take your mouse and you digitally slice into the frog, and if you mess up, you just delete it, then you'd start back over again. Somebody's on that desk and they're giving you instructions and they're explaining things about the frog to you, and you can take the 3D skeleton of the frog and you can put all of the other parts of the body onto the frog. And I understand that it could be a great educational experience, but I mean, without smelling the formaldehyde and without getting the scalpel, I mean, what kind of experience is that? Well, the person who invented this, he invented it because he was in veterinarian school and he didn't like dissecting animals. And so he decided there had to be another way. Something tells me he never made veterinarian school. He probably made his millions doing this. But as I read this, aren't you glad Jesus didn't minister to us virtually. Jesus could have stayed in the totally antiseptic, perfect beauty and glory of heaven. But he chose not to. Jesus chose not to deal with us from afar. But Jesus got down with us and he lived our life and more. Jesus lived our life up close and personal. We've always talked about Jesus being a carpenter, and we've had in our minds Jesus sitting at a little table and putting chairs and tables together. But the more accurate translation of what Jesus was is Jesus was a construction worker. And that means Jesus took heavy beams and put them into place. Jesus went to rock quarries and he loaded the rock and he put the rock into place. Jesus was a construction worker. So Jesus knew what it was to be physically dirty. Jesus conversed with and forgave the dirt of a woman caught in adultery. I have a feeling it was more than once, but it's once that we have recorded in the New Testament that Jesus touched a leper. You'll remember that a leper was so feared in ancient times that not only did you not touch a leper, you did not get downwind of a leper for fear of contracting the disease. Jesus touched the worst of the unclean and healed him. Jesus' ministry was not virtual. Jesus' ministry did not stay in the comfort of heaven. Jesus' ministry was up close and personal. He did not shy away from the dirt of our lives, literally or figuratively. And let us never forget, there was nothing virtual. There was nothing antiseptic about the cross. Jesus endured the agony of torture and execution on the cross for our salvation. As a parenthetical thought, have you ever asked yourself why? God creates the universe. Well, everything that exists, since we know that more than one universe exists now. God creates everything that exists. God creates humanity to be in God's own image. And humanity gets in God's face and says, no, we don't want to do it your way. And God says, well, I'll tell you what. I'll send my son to die in your place and take your punishment. I don't know about you. I can't wrap my head around that, but I sure am thankful. In Hebrews, the author goes into great detail comparing and contrasting the Hebrew law, the Torah, and the system of sacrifices by people with the ultimate sacrifice by Jesus. And in that discussion, the author says in Hebrews 9:22, "Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." And then a few verses later, the author declares in Hebrews 10:10, "And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." It was not a virtual experience. Jesus didn't stay up in heaven trying to orchestrate things. Jesus did not try to do a substitute for our atonement, but Jesus came to our world, walked in our dirt, dealt with our dirt, And knowing that blood had to be the atonement for the atoning sacrifice as the only perfect sacrifice, he went to the cross after being tortured. And he suffered and died for our salvation. Ash Wednesday, we're about to enter the season of Lent, and I am glad that we observe the season of Lent, because before those, the glory of the resurrection, for which we thank God. Before those, the glory of the resurrection, there was the very unsanitary, very real torture and death that took place. And he did all that to atone for our sins. And so as we receive Holy Communion this morning, let us be reminded, not in a morbid way, not in a neurotic, guilty fashion, but in a fashion of thanksgiving, let us be reminded of the sacrifice of the body and blood of Jesus that he willingly and literally gave for us, so that our sins might be covered by that blood and we might be assured of eternity with him. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, I cannot comprehend your love and your sacrifice, but I am so thankful for it. We know that there is nothing that we can do that can either pay you back or earn your atoning sacrifice and salvation for us. And so, Lord, help us this morning just with thanksgiving to be reminded of how much our salvation cost you. And then let us leave this place knowing we could never earn it, knowing we could never pay back. But may our lives be lived totally for you, as every day you give us breath, we try to say thank you. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. You'll find your liturgy for Holy Communion on the inside pages of your bulletin insert. Remind you, as always, that everyone is invited to participate, regardless of church membership or denominational affiliation. And if any need to be served in your pew, please let the usher know, and Haynes and I will be glad to serve you there. You that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, our Alpha and our Omega, whose strong and loving arms encompass the universe. For with your eternal Word and Holy Spirit, you are forever one God. Through your Word, you created all things and called them good, and in you we live and move and have our being. When we fell into sin, you did not desert us. You made covenant with your people of Israel and spoke through your prophets and teachers. In Jesus Christ, your word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, who called you Abba, Father. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embraced a people as your own and filled them with a longing for a peace that would last and for a justice that would never fail. In Jesus' suffering and death, you took upon yourself our sin and death and destroyed their power forever. You raised from the dead this same Jesus who now reigns with you in glory and poured upon us your Holy Spirit, making us the people of your new covenant. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he gave thanks. He took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood and empowered by the gifts of the Spirit. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.